This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and with me today for 6 Minute English is Jackie Dalton. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Callum.
Now, in the programme today, we're going to be talking about mysterious and mythical creatures and dipping our toes into the cold water of cryptozoology.
Cryptozoology. Well, that's a new word to me.
And to me, Jackie. Cryptozoology is the study of animals that don't fit into any normal categories. So, for example, looking for living examples of animals which are thought to be extinct.
So, basically, dinosaurs living in modern times.
Yes, yes. And also, the study of creatures for which there's no solid evidence, but which exist in legends and folklore.
Like the Loch Ness Monster.
Exactly. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Loch Ness Monster later. But first, a question for you, Jackie. A few weeks ago, you asked me a question about an English word which was based on a Latin verb. Well, today I have a Greek challenge for you. The prefix crypto in cryptozoology originally comes from Greek, but what does it mean? Does crypto mean A, unknown, B, hidden, or C, mysterious?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to take a guess at unknown.
OK, well, we'll find out at the end of the programme if you're right. Now, if I say to you the abominable snowman, what does that mean to you?
To me, that means a large, scary monster that might come from the mountains or something like that.
Exactly. Now, that's one word for a creature that is believed to exist in many parts of the world. In North America, it's known as Bigfoot or Sasquatch. We know it as the abominable snowman, and in Tibet and some other countries, it's the Yeti. Now, in each case, the descriptions of this creature is quite similar. And in a recent edition of the BBC series from our own correspondent, journalist Alistair Lawson reported on his meeting with a man in northeast India who had spent 10 years looking for their Yeti. Let's have a listen to the description from Alistair.
Let me start with the Yeti. It's reputed to be an ape-like animal which stands and weighs nearly 2 times more than the average man. An artist's impression of the animal, drawn from descriptions provided by eyewitnesses, also shows it to be surprisingly hairy. Its two-tone thick black and grey coat seems incongruous in a part of India where the humidity is so intense that an afternoon's walk often results in a soaking wet shirt.
He describes there an animal about twice the size of a man, which is very hairy. But some of the language he uses suggests that he's not sure that the creature exists. Jackie, Alistair says that the Yeti is reputed to be an ape-like animal. What does he mean by reputed to be?
Well, this means something is believed to be true or said to be true, but there isn't actually any proof that it is.
Yeah, and he describes the animal as being surprisingly hairy. Being hairy is a typical feature of many of these creatures, so why is it surprising?
Well, it's surprisingly hairy because this particular Yeti is believed to inhabit jungles, which are, of course, hot and humid. So, as he also says, the thick coat seems incongruous. Incongruous. Or, to put it another way, out of place. It doesn't seem quite right that a creature living in that particular area would have such a thick coat.
So, he uses the phrase reputed to be. He describes the Yeti as surprisingly hairy and comments that this feature seems incongruous.
bbclearningenglish.com.
So, what do you think of all this, Jackie? Do you think there are wild, unknown, ape-like creatures wandering around forests and mountains?
Well, I'd like to think that because it makes it all seem rather exciting, but I don't think in these parts there are many signs of that.
No, I mean, certainly in Great Britain we don't have a Yeti,
no.
But we do have a creature that is studied by cryptozoologists, and that is, of course, Nessie.
Ah, yes, the Loch Ness Monster.
Now, Loch Ness is a very large lake in Scotland, and there is reputed to be some kind of large creature living in it, perhaps a dinosaur-like water creature. There have been some photos and some films which claim to show Nessie, but there's still no clear evidence.
So have you ever seen it, Callum?
Well, I've been to Loch Ness a few times, but the only monster I've seen is my own reflection when looking at the water.
Yes, I can see how you might think that. But do you think there is something there? Do you believe in the Loch Ness monster?
I'd like to say yes, but my head says no. I think it's great for tourism and the souvenir industry, but I'm not convinced really by any of the evidence I've seen.
No.
Well, Jackie, it's the time now to find out if you were right or wrong. What does crypto in the word cryptozoology mean from the original Greek? And you said it meant
unknown.
And the answer is it means hidden.
Oh, dear.
So, hard luck, a good guess, but better luck next time.
Yes.
That's all from this edition of 6 Minute English. Bye for now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBC Learning English.com.